everybody. This is Danilo Cuellar from PeacefulAnarchism.com out here in the Catskills Mountains with you all once again, enjoying the spontaneous order that surrounds us all. So I was camping recently with some friends, and we were hiking through the woods, and we noticed a dead tree that was fallen over. And one of the mothers mentioned the cycle of life, and it really got me thinking that the cycle of life exists not only in the natural world, but also in the economic world. The natural world, we see birth, growth, decay, death, and rebirth. Resources are conserved, the weak perish, the strong survive, nothing is wasted, all is put to use. So too in the economic world, in the free market, businesses grow, prosper for a while, thrive, slow down, decay and die, and new businesses are born. When an entrepreneur seeks to open up a new business, he must acquire many resources to do so. He must acquire human capital, financial capital, and the business begins. And the consumers, the market, will decide whether this business contributes value, whether it raises standards of living, whether it makes people happy. And if this is true, then the business will be patronized and the business will thrive and resources will be delivered to it so that it can grow and prosper. Consumer is king in the marketplace. If you wish to survive and prosper as a business owner, you must learn to serve your customers. You must learn and anticipate what your customers desire, want, or need. And if your business is not adequately serving your customers well, they will not patronize your business. And your business will slow, decay, and die. And those resources that were allocated to growing your business will have been freed up for other bold and enterprising entrepreneurs to try their hand at creating another business to serve the consumer, to make the consumer happy, to create value. And it is in this way that the most efficient allocation of scarce resources occurs. By definition, if the consumer is happy and satisfied, those resources have been efficiently allocated, and that business will thrive. If not, it will fail. This is the free market. When the state is introduced into this magnificent equation through its initiation of force, through its violent taxation and regulations, this beautiful symphony is meddled with and interfered with temporarily. Zombie institutions are propped up, artificially maintained through bailouts, through subsidies, through rent seeking, through sovereign immunity, through manipulation of prices, wage floors, price ceilings, what have you. This process can be manipulated only so long, for once reality catches up to this manipulation, the result can be treacherous, can be painful to those people that have depended on these artificial subsidies and grants. Reality can be staved off only so long. The recognition that resources are scarce and desires are infinite is an economic reality we all must contend with. The introduction of the state in any economic affair, in any business, transforms that into an undead mutant version of that business. And it may stay afloat regardless of consumer approval or patronage, but for only so long. Reality catches up to us all, so we must understand that there is a cycle of life in the economic world, just as there is a cycle of life in the natural world. And it is a beautiful symphony of wondrous proportions. And the introduction of any initiation of force or state influence results in a cacophony of horror, of epic proportions. We must get back to the free market. We must allow businesses to fail that must fail. We must allow businesses to succeed based on their own merits, a meritocracy of business. This is the survival of the fittest in the business world, and this is the efficient allocation of scarce resources. This is the preservation of scarce resources. This is what environmentalists should be excited about. This is how you preserve resources, by allowing the market to function unhindered and uninhibited, free. It does not need to be meddled with. And once it does, like a butterfly's wings, it is automatically destroyed. Resist the state in all of its manifestations. Conduct your businesses outside of the state. Raise your children outside of the state. Educate your children outside of the state. Live as much as you can outside of the state. This is how we starve the beast. This is how we create a more beautiful future, and one that we will be proud to hand down to our children and our grandchildren. Thank you very much for listening. This is Danilo Cuellar from PeacefulAnarchism.com. Enjoy the magnificence. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this content and would like to see more of it, please feel free to donate and help me interview other fascinating people. You can do so through Patreon. That's patreon.com/peacefulanarchism to help me out. $1 a show is all I ask. If you feel so inclined to donate more, please feel free. It will only assist me in spreading the message of freedom and voluntarism that much farther and that much more efficiently. You can also donate to my Bitcoin. My Bitcoin address is in the description to my videos as well as on my website, peacefulanarchism.com. And while you're on my site, there's a donate button to donate through PayPal. If you prefer to donate through PayPal, you can do so with that. But Patreon is a little bit easier for content creators, as you can set up a recurring donation if you so desire. Also, while you're on my website, peacefulanarchism.com, please feel free to sign up, enter your email address, sign up for my newsletter, and you'll receive updates every time I post something, a video or an interview. I do not send out any spam. Or you can also follow me on Facebook, under facebook.com/peacefulanarchism or facebook.com/Danilo Cuellar 3, I believe. Danilo Cuellar 3. So either one of those methods, if you are able to donate, I would be most appreciative. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you have a magnificent day.